We got to stress it to all the children. Have you noticed? Is there a class out here on human rights? There's one out here on public affairs, though, right? A whole department, right? It's a public affairs university, right? And they got a class on opening corn or cans of corn. But none on human rights. I mean, you think about that. Are there any songs anybody know about human rights? Once somebody asked me, do you think they know about human rights? I said, they got to. Because if you notice, there's one thing that's missing no matter where you go, it's discussion of human rights. It's all right if we're talking about China, ain't it? It's all right if we're talking about Haiti, ain't it? It's all right if you're talking about Yugoslavia, Czechoslovakia, but when you look in the mirror, you better see a slave. Is that why you don't talk about it? Is that why? I mean, I don't hear the dignified folks talking about it. On the college campus, you can comprehend why it ain't a lot of discussion in Evergreen or Brandon. I don't hear the middle class talking about human rights. I used to think, oh, okay, I get it. You got to have some money before they tell. They don't tell you about that. Slavery and human rights are diametrically opposed to one another. It's like ammonia and bleach. They don't fit together. And if they ever taught you that you were born with rights, you wouldn't have no college. Most of you are out here trying to get a degree, right? Am I right? For what reason? So for what reason? I know you don't want to say it, do we? You don't want to say it. So I can eat. So I can live. Right? Right? What if you didn't have to do this for the things you needed to live? Would you be here? Ron, turn your back.
I want to watch this.
But you think about it. You're here because there has been interference ran in the natural way things are done. What if they required that an elephant have to come here to do the same thing? All right, get away from the water. That's Mr. Cartwright's water. Where's your utility bill? What if they told that to elephants? I dare say more elephants would probably not have water in their houses, right? What if they said it to the chipmunk? Chipmunk be like, what you talking about, man? Shit, I don't know what you're talking about. Right? What if they said it to anything else in nature? To the squirrel, leave those nuts alone. Let me validate your link card real quick here. Squirrel would have to go out of business as a squirrel, wouldn't it? Right? That's why it's so difficult for you to vibe on a human level. Because the natural way of existing, you've been taken out of. And you've been put into the predator mode. Constantly in search of the things you need to live. I dare say that if every waking moment of your hour you spend in search of the things you need to live, you can't help but to have one state of mind, and that is the mind of a predator. Am I right? Am I right? They tell me I came from the project. That's why I got this attitude. You know how they are over there, right? But everybody's in the same predator mode. Because everybody's in constant search of the things they need to live. Hell, and if you get something up in here, we was talking about this at lunchtime. Your biggest fear is what? You ain't got nothing. Your biggest fear is you'll never get nothing. And if you get something, what's your biggest fear? You're going to lose it. Here you standing in the store, scared to buy something to eat. Got $1 million in the bank, scared to buy a $2 rich. Everybody paranoid. And for what? So the republic can be maintained. Maybe I got a little brain problem here, but they got the thing they call the Pledge of Allegiance, right? Where you all pay your undying loyalty to, what's that, the flag? And what is that? The republic for which the flag stands, right? What the hell you get off talking about a democracy? What's a republic? The pledge of allegiance to it. What is a republic? It's a situation where a small group sets up rules to protect themselves from everybody else. Anything you do to oppose that is illegal, you know. So the same families that set this situation up is still running things. You know why? Because they got a republic. Oh, the democracy thing. Don't that sound great? These cats that come in, wiped out all the native people, enslaved my people, and then they're going to set these boxes out, and you get to go vote them in or out of power. Don't that sound great? Does that sound intelligent? They don't got a democracy for what that might mean to you. They got a republic. That's dictatorial rule. That's how 1% can have more wealth than the bottom 90%. That's why they control everything you hear, everything you see, everything you smell. Adolf Hitler did not call the head of the Luftwaffe his shield bearer. He did not call the head of the SS his shield bearer. Who did Adolf Hitler call his shield bearer? John Chancellor, Joseph Goebbels. The media, totally controlled. I just got back from a conference in criminal enterprise called New Orleans. They were teaching children, check this out, how to manipulate the press. I'm like, yeah. All right, they just had some money to throw away. It's like you said, you might get away with it one time, but when you check the score, if you thought you was manipulating them, they was actually manipulating you. That's how we end up with the station. Go out there and try manipulating them. Do your homework so that you know that you're not being manipulated. We used to meet, and we'd write press statements. It took us 4, 5, 6 days sometimes to write them. Word by word, we would write them. So that if they put any four words together, we would get them. And what did they do? They start showing our picture and then telling people. And Kentucky said, your mama or something like that, you know. They're not gonna let you manipulate the media. The only solution is you trying to do something to communicate on your own. We never tried the different things, the voting rights things where we participated in a voting rights lawsuit, okay? It ain't like we just heard about that the voting thing is a trip. We was there. Okay? We participated in school board things and talking about they want you to, do all the dirty work and have nothing to say about curriculum. You know what I'm saying? We participated in all that stuff. We tried to become a part of the housing authority, so-called resident groups and stuff like that. And it was through all that they taught us, the only way is to start talking about human rights. Now, we never developed a station to be competing against the party places. We developed the station as a means to communicate to the people information, first about what our organization was doing, and then it became so clear that there needs to be more things communicated, like what's really going on up in here. Most folks know it. I say to the children all the time, most folks know what the real deal is, but you know, what's the answer when you tell them how bad it is? What's everybody's response? It could be worse. It's a sign of slaves. Could be worse. How come it can't be better? We even start using the radio as a means to bring about a new state of mind in the people. A state of mind where the people recognize that everything began 2,000 years ago or 500 years ago. That there's other ways of thinking on things outside of the ways that's been imposed upon us. And if one can get their mind up out of that ideological yard that they put you in. Well, you gotta be conservative or liberal, Republican or Democrat, a damn fool or a bigger damn fool. Start thinking about this whole creation and what role you might play in this creation. Some folks think that, everybody just sat around to the last 500 years and then all of a sudden somebody scratching for millions of years decided, oh, let's take a bath or something. Nothing intelligent happened until the last 500 or last 2,000 years. But folks I'm from, we had ways of thinking on stuff. And after we looked at life in and of itself, we concluded that we had a right to exist. And that everything in the creation belonged to the creator of the creation. And that we need not meet no one else's requirements, but be what we was created to be. But that's not the case up in here. Up in here, you got to conform to a certain set of values which leave you with no values. It's not good if you're a human being and the UN was right and you were born with a conscience. Got to be able to go to sleep at night, folks. And by moving from WTRA through Black Liberation Radio and Human Rights Radio, that's the one thing that we've bought for ourselves, is the ability to sleep at nights. I don't know how you sleep, but I know when I go to sleep, I sleep good. I don't have nobody's suffering on my nerves. I don't have nobody's misery on my nerves. When I sleep good. And I wake up refreshed to pursue my human rights the next day. How do you get them, folks? Say, yeah, let's go march on City Hall. Here you go, back to man worshiping again. Our creator promised us that if we do what we're supposed to, the rest is going to be taken care of. You get your human rights by accepting your human responsibilities. 1 year ago today, last year, boy, they thought they had us, didn't they? Some of y'all know. They took my furniture out my apartment in the projects and tore it up. I was telling Michael, my wife at lunch, I said, you know, that was a dirty deal. Here, I'm blind. They know it. Somewhere in Springfield, they took out my head in 1970 in a jar. Probably the cop that watched me on a regular basis probably used that. They told me it wasn't no good. But last year, they took all my furniture out of my apartment, and they set it on the curb, man, about a block away from my apartment. Yeah, I'm blind. I asked them, what are y'all going to do with my furniture? They said, the furniture's down there. Hell, I had a better chance of finding downtown Springfield than I did my furniture. And then they took it back and put it in my apartment, and they broke it all up. Got a videotape of it. And I'm sure they said, now that'll teach them. Oh, yeah, we got them now. But when one looks at all the things that our people have already been through just to make it possible for us to be here, we ain't got a right to complain about nothing. Break up some furniture. And Nat Turner would be laughing, wouldn't he? Harriet Tubman would be laughing, wouldn't she? And you complaining about breaking up some furniture. This day we're in, the elders told us, is the day of consciousness. The fifth dimension, you ever heard talk about that? It's a time where we find out what, even if we are, people are not now. Back in the time we were just coming up out of, it wasn't no question, you know, shit. Just to survive was all it took. I know my mom was much smarter than me. And I can't imagine how she felt at night going to bed, not being able to put her finger on the problem. You know, 11 children in the other room. Yeah, we had a 2-bedroom house, 11 children and one mama. She was much smarter than me because she got us through that. But the creator didn't intend for her to know what the real deal was. And so my mama, she to her day, to the day she passed, she talked about, boy, I wish you'd go ahead and run for office again. In fact, she was going to vote for me. She said, I ain't voted in a while. I'm going to vote for you. But it wasn't for her to know about human rights. It must not have been, because I know she was much smarter than me. She would have figured it out. But in this day we're in, it's for us to know. Because in this day, we're going to hook up the conscience. You know, our almighty creator is so merciful that the elders told me that we're sitting around now with rooms full of computers, ain't we? Ain't they? Got computers everywhere now? Word processors, number processors. And this is so that we can see that it's going to take a little bit more than your ability to do math to qualify you now. It's going to take a little bit more than your ability to process words to qualify you now. They got iron boxes in the corner processing data. Now, how do you stack up on a human level? This is what the fifth dimension is all about, is uniting your mind with your conscience so that when you add up the numbers and you see that there's some unnecessary suffering, do you go ahead and try to get your cut? When you add up the numbers and you see that there's unnecessary suffering, Do you try to justify getting your cut? What this is all about. And folks don't like to hear that. Like folks ask me, but hey man, why you think you ain't been raided? I already beat you out to it. That's my, I was raided and gonna ask him that. Yeah. I don't tell people the real answer because they want me to say, well, you know, I'm a bad motherfucker, man. That's why. And my son, he got all kind of guns and we like sit waiting on him. That's what you want to hear. That's back on that man worshiping thing again. They don't mess with us because our creator won't allow them to mess with us. Certainly we goat them. They told us they're tired of our verbal abuse. That's what they said last year when they were breaking up my furniture. Said, sir, would you go back down the street? We are tired of your verbal abuse. They're breaking up my furniture. They're tired of me. And I said, you talk about backwards. But folks don't want to know the real deal is our almighty creator has allowed this. We're not doing nothing special. If I was insecure, I'd claim it. Yes, I am. I'm Bana Kentaco, the founder of the micro radio movement. My brother's struggling, trying to make heads or tails out of a mad situation. And like Brother Gene said, it was inevitable after banging heads on 12th Street and 14th Place in the project, we was going to conclude that we had to come up with a way to get information around because we was not winning the information game. And our solution was this here. I don't know how your labor groups then got by doing this. I don't know how your political organizations ain't got by without doing this. I mean, really. I don't know how all these so-called do-gooder groups and then got by without doing this. And by virtue of us being able to do it this long, it's certainly going to be more effective than any one lecture, right? I mean, that's why I fell out with the so-called black nationalist community. They want to make lectures, money on lectures. I said, set these things up in the community. How much can we make? We've proven that this can work as a means of communicating information to people. And by our great creator spirit's permission, the challenge is on to those who have the means to do it now. See, it ain't nothing to be tested on the level of a human being when you don't got that kind of opportunity. You can't be tested. I wasn't tested on the level of a human being back when I got out of high school. Hell, I didn't know what human beings were. Nobody told me nothing like that about how you supposed to relate to people on a human level, how your conscience is supposed to play a role in everything you do, how your righteousness is in the power, your power is in your righteousness. No one ever told me that. So I acted like a cat called itself Funky D, and I was supposed to act like that. Man, when the knowledge comes as to what it's supposed to be, when you be a human being, that's when the test begins. That's when the test began. It'd be nothing to walk amongst the people that don't know better and run a game on them. That's when you're really getting tested. When you find yourself in the midst of some that don't know what you know, that's when you ain't being tested sitting in a room full of folks that know what you know. The test of your humanity is how do you treat the least of you? Charge for knowledge? Kind of criminal. Whose knowledge is this? Not Mbana's. And by whose permission does Mbana be able to articulate the information? Not my own. They'll tell you back when, before TRA, I was the last, that's the last thing I had on my mind is going against the system. I remember Michael brung me the first article about the police choking somebody to death down there in Tampa back in 87 before they killed Gerald Clemens here. I was like, look, I don't want to mess with them. But now this day, everybody's being challenged. What kind of human being are you? Oh, great, you're great. 1 + 1 = 2. Okay, fine. You're good at math. Yes, I before E, except after C, something like that, right? That's great. That's great. You might one day get a job as a word processor. But how do you function on the level of a human being? Now, we're not really much interested in if you don't feel like you want to take the challenge, because personally, my hands are full with my own inadequacies, okay? I'm every day struggling to be what our Creator wants us to be in the midst of a nation where everybody's convinced that we're crazy to even trip like this. So I have no desire to make you act one way or the other, nor do I have the time to even try. But I do have a responsibility to try to phrase things in a way to bring to your attention this new time that we're in. Our work should be indication enough that you're in a new time. Temperature in February in Illinois should be an indication to you enough that we're in a new time. If I'm wrong, there's no problem. You know, the pimps keep on pimping and the hoes keep on hoeing. But if by our great Creator Spirit's permission, we are partially right, oh, even 5% right, it's going to require a new way of thinking on things and a new way of relating to folks. My relationship with the people that are not as blessed as myself is going to determine what level I'm operating on, not how I relate to folks that are equal in all ways and better in some ways than myself, but how I reach back, if I can reach back, is going to determine if I have the right to call myself a member of the human family. I'm not going to ask for no vote in here on whether I am, because that would be irrelevant if you said unanimously I was. I've grown to know that their true scorekeeper is the one that really matters. And so, in our humble way, we wanted to present to you a short version of how we got to Human Rights Radio from WTRA. And now we want to spend time taking your questions, and feel free to ask anything. I'm not interested in changing nobody. I haven't kind of time. I have my hands full trying to change myself from the fool that I once was. So at this point, anybody have any questions? We'll be more than happy to entertain them. And you'll have to, my wife will identify you for, so we don't, you know, get kind of disorganized there, sister. Anybody?
I mean, what channel? I sort of tried to hear it around town and I haven't been able to get it. 106.5 FM.
My son has some programs over there. If you want to, among those who aren't able to hear the station, he has some programs over there. If you donate $3 to our efforts, he'll be able to let you select from three different programs that we have. One's a lecture we did this past weekend down in New Orleans. We incorporated our children's music into the lecture, 90-minute talk, and another one's on the so-called eviction of 1997 with the housing. And then the third one, give you a little bit of background as to the phoniness of the whole country, this whole country and all that stuff about a constitution and revolutionary war, based on good white sources. I know you want to check that one out.
Last week, Jerry Lande spoke here and indicated that the constitutional question that has been raised by Free Radio Berkeley, he thought was a very important one. And I know that the attorneys, I think it's the, where is it? The
National Lawyers Guild.
Mm-hmm. I think is representing him. They came to you long before they ever knew of Dunifer and wrote up a 50 or 60 page brief that they had copyrighted. And you would have had a chance to then be this test case in the courts. Why did you withdraw from that?
It's again back to the question of civil rights versus human rights. When you're asking for your constitutional rights, then you're asking for privileges contained within the Constitution, okay? Or that they might attach to it or something. We withdraw because the right to free speech is a right that one is born with. One would have to conclude that all that has been put into, say, like my vocal cords, my larynx, and all that stuff, didn't mean nothing until these founding felons got together and wrote their constitution. We're born with the right to speak, and we want to give energy to a discussion about civil rights. Because certainly if you go along with that, what has been the case in so many times when folks felt they were born with were given certain constitutional rights? Hell, they write so many laws, man, there's no way you could ever know. And so we tried to get them to take it into an international arena on the question of human rights. And the whole push was toward the constitutional thing. And as one listed in there as three-fifths of a person, hell, that wouldn't have made no difference if it was a constitutional right to our people, you see? So, and it would have done those up in this country no good either. So, not that, you know, we've long since concluded that the Constitution doesn't apply to us. But at the same time, we don't want to give energy to something that's no good for anybody. And it's not good. Say, somebody want to call themselves an American, they actually are not participating in that whole question did them more good than anybody that would participate in it. Because, again, if you're questioning what rights and privileges they're going to give you, you know what they're going to say, don't you? None. And so we withdrew on those bases.
I guess my question is, why did you choose radio as your medium?
Well, back in the day, we had an organization called Tennis Rights Association, and what we discussed, in fact, Michael was pushing at the time, we was discussing ways to reach the community because we had got this bad label from taking positions that the community supported that were not supported by the administration, okay? Then all of a sudden, we were no longer a good little organization. We became a bad organization. So the media was being used to demonize us. We were confronted with the question of what are we going to do in response to this demonization? Go out of business as an organization? Or what strategy would we use to try to combat the demonization? And we talked about writing a newspaper. Well, I remember there was like eight or nine of us sitting around at the time, and I know myself, I was blind, and the four or five other folks at the table, two or three of them couldn't read, and then two or three others, they were functioning, you know, that basically read but not know. And so we was like, well, you know, anything else that we could use? Well, our past experience was that we had talked about this in a former life that we had. And so when the question came, how can we combat the demonization in the media, I went back to the person who had brought this to my attention back in the other days, and he said, yeah, we can do that. So it was something that had got brung up in earlier days when we was like DJs, and then when the question of how do we deal with being demonized in the media came up, then we knew we needed a way to reach people beyond newspaper, and the door was too slow, and so that's how we came up on the idea of the radio.